Welcome, everybody, to our Monday Motivation. This is Terry Latham calling you from Austin, Texas. I'm going to get right into it. Got one of my, one of my mentors. I was about to say some other things, but he might make fun of me for saying so. I might say a little bit later. But Alan's been a great, great mentor for myself in this business. And I remember when we first met, we spoke on the phone, and I asked him if we could meet. He lives up in Frisco, Texas. You'll hear his Texas accent here pretty quick. And one of the things is what really I admire most about Alan's, he puts family first. He really sets a precedence for the field leadership, also for all the people in the SEA. He definitely does not put ego and economics before everything else he has in play. He's working towards building a nest egg above and beyond the SEA, which is absolutely astounding in this industry. When people start to drive fast cars, big homes, and everything almost too early, sometimes people find themselves in the pickle, and he definitely leads from the front, and I definitely admire him in many different ways. So Alan Noble, triple diamond, millionaire earner, and not only a millionaire earner, but he's also earned $1 million in a year in ASEA. He's the chairman of the council, and so just an all-around pretty cool cat. Alan, you with us?
The cat is here. Pretty cool cat. I like that saying. I'm going to start using that, Terry.
Hey, man, you love my sayings. I know that. I know it.
I do. Hey, it's good to be here, Terry. I appreciate you having me on your call.
Glad to have you. Now, Alan, you and I, we've been bouncing some things back and forth, and you've really done a lot for the company by leading from the front, putting amazing molecules together, also amazing molecules training. Kind of share with us, as we get going, how this all kind of came together.
Well, the whole principle comes down to a really simple concept, and that is we don't move product. A lot of people think we move product into the marketplace. We actually don't. We move people through an information gathering system, and we've got to have a way to move people through the system. I call this system the funnel. And this is, in order to give people the information that they need to make an informed decision, we've got to have tools that tell the story. And the most basic principle in this entire industry is that it's not what we do, it's what we duplicate. And so we've got to have a duplicatable way to share the ASEA story. We can never become the message. We're only the messenger that points to the message. This is one of those rare industries. If you think about this, it's actually the only industry that I can think of where you can earn a fortune by not being the expert. And in fact, if you try and be the expert, you'll probably go broke in this business. Experts don't do very well in network marketing. It's the average guy that does well in network marketing. And so we don't want to become the experts. Experts are not duplicatable. You'll have a ton of people saying, wow, this sounds great, but I couldn't do what you're doing. You're too smart. I don't understand all those circles. I don't understand these positive and negative molecules that you're telling me about and redox homeostasis. See, we don't get paid well to be experts. We get paid well to duplicate. And the most basic fundamental concept is this. Tools are duplicatable, whereas people and personalities are not. And so when I first came into ASEA, the first thing I said, I remember talking to Kurt Richards. He was only one of two corporate executives at the time. And I was very cognizant that I didn't want to step on their toes, and it was the summer of 2009. I said, hey, Kurt, in order for me to run with this, I got to put a presentation together, a simple presentation site, a simple training site, and host a weekly call. I said, can I do that? He said, sure, run with it. And that was the beginning of what now is today AmazingMolecules.com, AmazingMoleculesTraining.com, and actually the vision call now that we have on a Tuesday. And so, you can't build beyond yourself if you're too personality focused. And so you've got to build with the tools, and that's how you can build a business around the world. So, Terry, that was the beginning of it. I mean, that's why these tools came into play. It was kind of, you talk about leading from the front and doing these things in an unselfish way, but the truth is, these were tools that I personally needed to build my business. I had to create something, first of all, for myself, and then, hey, look, if other people want to use them, feel free, let's go run together. But that was how it all got started.
You know, Alan, there's certain things, as we start to roll into this tonight, because we have our hands on something really big, speaking about ASEA, And sometimes it's so big. I mean, sometimes people put it in different categories as other network marketing companies, maybe because it's a drink or a topical. But as we start to roll into this, I've always liked to lead by the two words, what if? What if this happens to be real? And a lot of your tools and things you put out there really simplifies things. Talk about, you did a vision call one time talking about where we are with ASEA. Can you hit that real quick as we roll into this?
Was this with regard to comparing it to, say, the juice industry?
Yes, it is.
Well, as a student of the industry, and I am, I've been a student of the network marketing industry for about 20 years. And, I actually am one of those, I'm not a network marketing, hold on a second. That's a recording that I'm just finishing. I just had to process it, turn the sound off. That will be available soon.
Hey, Alan, real quick, as you roll in, you remember what you did in Dallas, where you opened where you went through the journey of what you're about to hit, and then you opened the door to this whole new world. You know what
Yeah.
I'm speaking
Oh, in
of? Okay,
Austin.
that's perfect.
In Austin.
Yes.
Yeah. So to me, when I looked at this, I'd been out of the industry full time for about 8 years. I'd dabbled in a couple of companies, and I think I went through this journey on a previous call of yours, Terry. But when I flew out to Salt Lake City to sit down and learn about this technology and who the men were behind this company, I realized I was hearing about something very, very different. And I had got tired of the circus of network marketing, of the me too, same old products. Hey, my daddy can beat up your daddy. My antioxidant drink is stronger than your antioxidant drink. And it really had become a circus. There were 82 exotic juice companies in North America alone, 82 of them, all rallying for that antioxidant exotic juice. And it was, again, a circus is the only way I can describe it. And I remember sitting there, and the vision, I actually shared this with Virtus and Jim Pack the day I was there. They must have thought, what's this upstart coming in here? Hasn't even an associate, and they're telling us how to tell the story, But I remember sitting there in their office, and I said, you know what this feels like to me? It's almost like we're on a journey. And at the beginning of this journey, we get exposed to antioxidants, for example. And, we hear about the regular antioxidants, your vitamin A, your vitamin C, your vitamin E, selenium, these basic nutrient antioxidants. And then all of a sudden that discovery goes to the next stage. And there's new antioxidants that are even more powerful, and maybe some of you on the line know about things like pycnogenol and things like that, and then into other antioxidants that began to get into these exotic juices that had tremendous ORAC scores, oxidation potential scores, and it was absolutely incredible. And we continued down this road, and it's like going down a corridor with these rooms that take you to the next level just on antioxidants alone. And then I remember we got to glutathione and superoxide dismutase. And these are master antioxidants made in your body. Glutathione is considered about a million times more powerful than vitamin C. And it's almost like this is where you think the journey ends. This is the last door on the corridor, the glutathione superoxide dismutase, the master antioxidants that are native to your body. These are the ones that you were made with that really do the work of antioxidants. And you think you've finished the journey. You think you've reached the end. And then all of a sudden, this is what it was like for me in ASEA. All of a sudden, you notice there's one little door at the very, very end of the corridor. And on that door, it says redox signaling. And you open that door, and it's like this whole massive world opens up to you that you didn't even know existed. You were so focused on going down this narrow corridor with each one progressing from the next. And then all of a sudden, there's this massive world that opens up. And we really have. This is an entirely new category of science. It's never been seen before. And I'm only just talking about the one key in the piano, antioxidants. The thing that I love most about ASEA, and it's one of the reasons I love this new science video, Terry, is so many products just hit one or two keys in the piano. It's for this, it's for that. We hit all the keys in the piano. That's what's so powerful. When you think about a technology that can activate and fire up antioxidants the way ASEA does. When you think of the same technology, think of them the same set of ingredients that can enhance athletic performance, shift metabolic fuel from fats or from muscle sugars into fatty acids in the body. When you think about the cellular renewal processes, when you think about redness and irritation and wrinkles and elasticity, when you think of improving skin blood flow and cellulite, when you think of all the amazing stories that you've heard on the first 5 minutes of the Charge Up call, it's been 1,500 Charge Up calls since we started. When you think of all of the stories and the huge wide range of stories, and you begin to go, hold on a second, we're still just talking about one simple set of ingredients, these molecules. And to me, that is the power of this product, is that it doesn't just hit the one key in the piano. It's the full spectrum of results that we get from this one simple set of ingredients. And one of the reasons I absolutely love the science video is it doesn't just hone in and just talk about oxidative stress. It doesn't just talk about wrinkles. It just doesn't talk about athletes. I love that video because in 9 minutes, the viewer gets a really good idea that, wow, these molecules must be something pretty special if they're able to bring about an impact on all this wide this wide range of different results that people are seeing. And I think that video, just to kind of on a tangent, that video, Terry, I think is one of the most powerful tools ASEA has ever created. And the feedback from it's been really, really powerful.
I feel like it's one of the best tools I've seen in network marketing. Now, with all this information you're kind of throwing, which it really casts a mass vision, you spoke of, first, let's get into AmazingMolecules.com. Speak about how should people leverage this site? Because you've made that site really tight. And if people have not seen it lately, I highly suggest you go check it out. Speak about how people should leverage this site.
Well, let me do this, Terry. Let me talk about a training that I've actually just finished. And it's going to be posted hopefully by tomorrow. And I call it simply The Funnel. The Funnel. And it comes back to this idea that we don't move products, we move people. We move people through an information gathering system. And if you imagine that everybody starts at the top of the funnel as a suspect, there's no emotion attached to these people. There's no judgment as to whether they will or whether they won't. In fact, sometimes the people you think will won't, the people you think won't will. We've all experienced that. And so this is just putting our list together. This is the concept of who are we going to talk to. If people don't know you're in business, then you're not in business. And so our very first goal is if we really want to build a business, we've got to figure out who are we going to tell that we're now associated with this groundbreaking technology and this exciting income opportunity. Who are those people going to be? So we're going to put a list together. And then our first job with that list is to move people. See, we're moving people through this process to move some of these suspects to become some of our prospects. Not all your suspects will become prospects. But first of all, we've got to understand what the definition of prospect is. And a prospect is somebody that gives you permission to present. They say, yes, I'd like to know more about this. And the art of prospecting is sifting and sorting, looking for people who want what you have. It's not convincing and selling people that they need what you have. And so that's the art of prospecting. What do we have? Better health, better athletic performance, younger, healthier looking skin, using the body's natural renewal process as a bigger bank account and residual income. That's what we have to offer. How do we sift and sort? Looking for people who want what we have, we ask questions. We get really good at questions. Hey, has the economy affected you or your family recently? Are you open to diversifying your income? We can ask all sorts of different questions because people don't walk around with billboards or holding up signs saying, hey, I don't like my job. I'm looking for ways to be my own boss and work from home. Imagine if people walked around with billboards, you know, like the guy in the corner that says the end is nigh, the time is coming, you know, the world is ending. What if people walked around with billboards expressing their thoughts? Hey, I'm interested in my daughter's got, you know, redness and irritation. I'm looking for some natural, healthy product that's good for her that can help her and help her self-esteem. That'd be a very easy conversation. What if somebody was walking around with a billboard saying, I'm an athlete. I'm looking for improvements in endurance and recovery. I'm always looking at cutting-edge science. If you know something, let me know. Again, be a very easy prospect. But we don't know what people are thinking. And the proof of this is your neighbor doesn't really know what you're thinking. They don't know the nooks and crannies of your life, so there's a good chance you don't know theirs. So we learn to ask questions, and this is the skill set of prospecting. And the idea is we want to create curiosity and intrigue. And again, I don't want to turn this into a whole prospecting training, but we want to create curiosity and intrigue where this person says, I want to know more. I'd like to know more about that. Or we say, hey, look, if I sent you some information on this, would you watch it? Does this sound like something you'd like to know more about? And they're saying yes. And in saying yes, they're giving you permission to present, which makes them a prospect. And congratulations, you've now moved a suspect to a prospect. Now, the next step is, and the key here is that prospecting is not presenting. Prospecting is not giving the presentation. It's not showing up and throwing up. It's not drawing circles and explaining the check match to seven generations. And it's not talking about positive and negatively charged molecules and redox homeostasis. It's none of that. It's simply about generating enough curiosity and intrigue and conveying your own belief and excitement and enthusiasm that they go, I want to know more about this. And so the next step, once they've given you permission to present and call themselves a prospect, now we want to use a tool to tell the story. And this is where, hey, if I sent you a video, would you watch it? Absolutely. And this is where I like to send AmazingMolecules.com. So this is a long-winded answer to your question, Terry. Now, here's finally the answer to your question. What is AmazingMolecules.com? Well, the reason I set it up like this, and I didn't just set it up with one video, is what I have found is that good prospects will do their homework. If you send one video, they're going to watch that one video. Then you got to send another video. Then another video. And I wanted to create a one-stop shop where anything and everything that somebody wanted to know about ASEA was in one place that they could make an intelligent and informed decision really very, very quickly. And maybe many of you on this line have experienced it. I've certainly experienced it where you maybe send somebody to go watch the Genesis video at AmazingMolecules.com, and the next thing you know it, they've spent half the night watching 5, 6, 7, 8 different videos. And they're all fired up when you call them the next morning, following up saying, hey, do you see why I'm excited? And they go, yeah, let's get going with this. And that's been an experience with Amazing Molecules. Now, I always say in order to use the tool, you've got to know the tool. And it's kind of like it's not enough to send somebody to New York. Think of yourself as a tour guide. You're a tool guide, okay? So let's say you're a tour guide in New York City. It's not enough to just say, hey, this is New York City, or look, go to New York City. You want to say, look, when you're in New York City, you want to go to the Empire State Building. Hey, you want to go to Central Park. You want to go to Ellis Island. You want to see the Statue of Liberty. You want to become a tour guide. You want to be specific in what somebody sees, not just, hey, go to New York City. And so it's the same thing. Look, not just don't go to AmazingMolecules.com, but depending on the conversations I'm having with people, the way it's laid out is you've got the product at the top, and if you haven't seen it recently, I did change it because the science video, in my opinion, changed the way we tell the story a little bit. And so along the top, you've got product information. Then you've got opportunity information, and then you've comp plan information, and then you've got a lot of additional little bits and pieces below that. And so if I'm talking to a prospect that's only interested in the product, I will tell them, hey, go to AmazingMolecules.com and really look at the very top row of that website. It's all product focus. Watch the Redox Breakthrough and the science video, and you can also see some before and after pictures. I can see it in my head, and I'm telling them exactly what to go and watch. Now, they may end up poking around looking at the Genesis video and have an interest in the business. And that's why I like it being there. I'm not telling them to watch that. I'm giving them a guide to go specifically watch what I want them to watch. If I've got somebody that's maybe had a bad experience in network marketing, I might say, look, go to AmazingMolecules.com and watch the product videos because I really want you to understand how powerful this is. You'll not grasp the potential for this business until you grasp the potential for our breakthrough. But I want to make sure that you also watch the Genesis video because that's going to give you a big clue into who ASEA is. So that's how I use the Amazing Molecules website. I point them to the site, but I'm also very specific in what I want people to watch on the website. Now, from there, Terry, if you don't mind, let me just kind of continue through the funnel. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So after we've done that, we're then arranging the follow-up, and we say, hey, you know, the follow-up's in the fortune's in the follow-up, and my favorite follow-up question is, do you see why I'm excited? Now, from there, there's only five outcomes. There's only five outcomes that you can get in this business. And the first outcome is, no, I'm not interested. And we don't lose any sleep on that. It's not failure. Failure is actually not moving people through the funnel in the first place. Outcomes are just outcomes. It's like the flight attendant going down the aisle going, do you want peanuts? Do you want pretzels? Do you want a soft drink? Do you want tea? Do you want coffee? They don't care what you say. Their job is to get to the end of, you know, row 36E or whatever it is. They have to get to the back of the plane. That's their job. Your job's to move people through the funnel. My job's to move people through the funnel. I don't care whether people say yes or people say no. It's not what I'm paid to do. I'm paid to talk to people and move people through the funnel. And so there's no emotional attachment to the outcome. So I sometimes say, you know, no is as bad as it gets. I don't like this technology. I don't like network marketing. I don't like you. That's as bad as it gets. But it's not really bad because it's not a wrong answer. There's no emotion to it. It's neutral. It is what it is. You know, I often use the serenity prayer as an example of this. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Give me the courage to accept the things I cannot change. I can't change the outcomes. So why get wrapped up in it? Why have any emotion attached to it? We don't. But give me the courage to accept the things I can change. Well, I can move more people through the funnel. I have control over that, so let's have the courage to do that and not waste our time trying to have control over outcomes, and then give me the wisdom to know the difference between these things. And so that's all we're doing. No is the first answer we're going to get. The second answer we're going to get is, hey, maybe later. You catch the right person at the wrong time. Real estate agents have really busy seasons. They have really slow seasons. I guarantee you talk to them during a really busy season, you're not going to get very far. Talk to them during a slow season, you got a much better chance. And we put them in the drip list. Then you get more information. This is the third outcome you can get. There only are five. This is the third. I want more information. Could be more information on the comp plan, the science, the product, testimonials, the company, the upline support, whatever it is, the training systems. Guess what we do? We put them back in the funnel. We use the tool to tell the story. Sometimes do a three-way call, and we start going through the second half of this funnel again. And sometimes we've got to repeat this a couple of times. Then the fourth and fifth outcomes are, of course, customer and associate. Now, a customer, of course, we know we send them to our website and they hit buy here. Associates hit join here. But what do we actually do with a brand new customer? We send them the product videos. Now, I set up a couple of shortcuts. One is called redoxguide.com, which goes to the ASEA user's guide that I have on amazingmolecules.training.com. The other is r28guide.com, which goes to our Renew 28 user's guide that's on amazingmolecules.training.com. And we send them those little user guides. We follow up with them. We see if they have any questions. We continue to follow up a couple of times during the month, and that's going to give you a much better chance to get that second, third, fourth, fifth order. If they're an associate, sometimes people freeze when they become an associate because it's almost like, well, I don't know what to do now. You know, I've spent all this time in the funnel prospecting, and now I've got one. I don't know what to do. And, you know, we wear three hats in this business. We wear a customer hat. We are our best customer. We're a product of the product. We wear an associate. We wear a prospecting hat where we're sifting and sorting, looking for people who want what we have. And then we sponsor associate, and we are now a sponsor. We wear a sponsoring hat. We wear the mentor hat, the coach hat. And what do we do? Well, guess what we do? We use the tools. We leverage the tools. We don't have to be the expert. We don't have to be the best sponsor in the world. And the tool is you go to amazingmolecules.training.com and go through the foundational trainings. It will take you about 60 minutes. When can you do that? We start the same process again. And the trainings are, there's about a 24-minute checklist training, just 10 steps, checklist, check, 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 check. Then there's the Power of Two, which is a brand new training that I'm going to be, this will all be published by tomorrow morning, Power of Two, that really talks about the director's bonus and the incredible Power of Two. Then, by the way, there's this funnel training that I'm going through right now. Okay, that's why I'm talking fast, because it's kind of fresh in my head right now. I've just made this training, and it'll be published tomorrow on Amazing Molecules Training. So if you missed any of this today, don't worry. Just go to amazingmolecules.training.com, and hopefully it'll be up live there by tomorrow morning. And then there's a little bit of personal development. So in 60 minutes, they can lay a really solid foundation for their business. And now you do a new associate meeting with them. And even the training tells them to do this. What's the new associate meeting? It's to get their questions answered on the training and also get some clarification on what they want out of the business. Our goal is to coach them as best we can. Do they want to be a weekend warrior or do they want to be an Olympic athlete? We got to find that out. And if they want to move their business, if they want to build a business and move it fast, guess what? We want to talk about the director's bonus. We want to get clear on the power of two. We want to get clear on that deadline. I choose to be a director by this date. And, of course, that's all explained to them in the Power of Two training on Amazing Molecules. And then a big business is simply these simple disciplines repeated by a lot of people over and over and over again. And that's the flow. And that's the simple flow that we use to build this business. So, Terry, I kind of went off on a bit of a tangent there, but that's kind of fresh in my mind right now since I've just finished doing this funnel training.
No, Alan, it was after I started this business, and I remember hearing there's a lot of different websites, and there's this program, this, that, and the other. And I remember saying, look, I know how to click join, and I can share the AmazingMolecules.com site, and it worked. And I also remember hearing about the SEO Essentials Checklist early on, kind of glanced at it, didn't really look at it too deep. It was 5.5 months into the business. I looked at it and I got really excited because people were looking for, you know, how do I find this stuff? And all of that was printed out on this sheet. And I remember doing a conference call, and I've done conference calls for many years. And people, I got a lot of different emails, texts saying it was the best call I've ever done. And here was the thing. I just read through the sheets. And my energy kind of went through because they could tell I was excited because the information was there. Do you recommend when people go to AmazingMolecuesTraining.com to print off that document and to keep it with them, or and also to have that printed off as they go through the initial training, the Essential Checklist training?
Absolutely. There's only two instructions. When you go to AmazingMolecuesTraining.com your new associates go to AmazingMolecuesTraining.com, there's only two instructions. The first is print off the document. It's a 3-page document. And the second is go through the foundational trainings. That's it. And so it's totally self-explanatory when somebody goes there of exactly what they have to do. And it's amazing to me when sometimes people are asking me a number for this conference call, a number for that conference call, or this website or that website, and I know they haven't looked at page 2 of the SE Essentials Checklist. It's only 3 pages. There's a checklist, tools of the trade, and the basic steps of building your business, the 5 basic steps that I just covered, writing a list, contacting, inviting, prospecting, using a tool, following up, collecting a decision. And so it's a very simple 3-page document, but still to this day, 6 and a half years later, I still carry that document around with me. And so the training, it's so simple. There's no bells and whistles on it. It's just simple. And it allows, you want to let the training do the heavy lifting for you, because that's duplicatable. Again, don't be the messenger. Don't be the message. Just focus on being the messenger. The more you can point and click and point and click and point and click, the bigger and faster you can build a business. And Terry, just to kind of, let me just say a little bit about where I feel this business is going, vision.
You bet. Absolutely.
You and I are both big vision guys. Terry and I, you know, we have a great time working together. The only problem is we're both big macro people. We like the big picture, and the details sometimes escape us. We got to find someone to join our crew, Terry, that's a detail, because it's we love the big vision because vision inspires people. Vision moves people. And it's kind of like, you know, I absolutely subscribe to the fact that, look, when the why is strong enough, the how-to will figure itself out. But I believe we are going into the next big phase of ASEA growth. And we've talked about this before, post-risk, pre-momentum. I really see 2016 being a really, really good year for us in moving us to what will ultimately become the beginning of momentum, where that curve starts to go vertical. And I think that's going to be 2017. I think we're going to see a real shift in acceleration in 2017. And so this is the year for us to lay that groundwork. And the way to think about momentum, just put in the word magnification. Your business will become magnified. And so a team of 10 people will grow to a team of 100. A team of 100 will go to a team of 1,000. A team of 1,000 will grow to 10,000. 10,000 will grow to 100,000. It's a magnification effect on your business. So how big a business do you want to have before we hit momentum? So this is why 2016 is the really, really important year. It's more important even than your momentum year if you get to enjoy it. So it's time to really dig deep and take this seriously. And after 6.5 years, 7 years this May will be, or this May will be my 7-year anniversary in ASEA. And to give you some clues that this is just not lip service on my part, but why I'm absolutely dedicated and committed to a whole new set of prospecting myself, why I am absolutely committed to start moving a lot of people through this funnel, is I would not have gone to the time and effort it takes to totally retool AmazingMolecules.com if I wasn't looking to really fine-tune that prospecting tool. I wouldn't have gone to the time tonight and over the weekend and actually over the last 2 or 3 weeks in creating the presentations and recording and web work that it takes, the late evenings, the weekends, etc., to retool and refocus Amazing Molecules training. Remember, I create tools first and foremost for my own needs, what I need to be successful in the marketplace. If I wasn't as serious as a heart attack of getting into all-out massive action on the front end of this business and starting putting more people through the funnel, I wouldn't have wasted the time in retooling these two websites. And I certainly wouldn't be doing a live webinar every single Wednesday as a point in sand to drive prospects to and practice that all-important skill set of promoting the next event. So I want you to know, just from my own personal perspective, I am really excited about where we're going here, and I can see that 2016 is an absolutely critical year for anybody that wants to build a large business in the years to come here with ASEA. And I don't want to let it pass by, so I had to put some time in and retool some things in the back end. And I want you to know that the effort I've put into Amazing Molecules and Amazing Molecules training and holding this Wednesday night webinar should be very clear evidence that I'm as serious as a heart attack for the next wave of growth here in this company. So just wanted to throw that out, Terry.
Well, you did hit that, and I was going to ask that, and you got me all fired up. I forgot. Speaking of Wednesday, and this is probably one of the pieces that I'm probably most excited about, because it's a live venue that people can leverage. Doesn't matter where they are, if they're in an area that's virgin territory and they're building that space, to kind of share with what people will see on Wednesday night and how to attend.
Sure. So Wednesday, let me phrase it like this. I've talked about Amazing Molecules and Amazing Molecules training. And by the way, guys, let me make it really clear. I have no emotional attachment as to whether anybody uses these or not. Again, I create them for myself. And if anybody else sees value in them, that they can use them to move their business forward, I say, hey, let's go together. But the great thing about recorded tools is they're recorded. They're there 24/7. You got some guy can't sleep at night, gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and starts watching videos. Okay, they're there all the time. They're very user friendly. The bad side about recorded tools is they are there all the time. It's a two-edged sword. The positive is the negative, and vice versa. And so because they're there all the time, procrastination can set in. And so you're talking to your prospect, hey, I want you to go look at this website. They're giving you permission to present, and the dog coughs up a furball. The door falls off the hinge. Whatever it is, they got abducted by aliens. Who knows? But they don't get round to watching the videos. And they'll always be there. They know they're there. You know, they know that YouTube doesn't just disappear at midnight. It's going to be there tomorrow and the day after and the week after and the month after. And so there is a tendency that procrastination can set in with recorded tools. So Terry and I believe it's really important to punctuate the week with a live event, a not-to-be-missed event. It's like Michael Jackson is coming back from the grave for one last concert. You do not want to miss this. And this is learning the art of promoting the next event, promoting it with enthusiasm, with excitement, with energy. And that doesn't have to be just woohoo energy. This is not about bouncing off the walls. This is about connecting with emotional sincerity. It's that combination of deliriously excited but deadly serious, where people know you're as serious as a heart attack about this, but you're excited about it. Emotional sincerity, remember that. It's the ultimate communication style in this business, emotional sincerity. I'll tell you who has incredible emotional sincerity, and that's Tyler Norton. He has this ability to connect with such enthusiasm and excitement without actually ever getting excited. It comes from deep down. It's a deep place of belief and conviction. But that's another subject. So we want to connect with, we want to promote that next event. And so what we do is we punctuate the week. We punctuate all these recorded tools that are available all the time with this one live event not to be missed. And on that live event, on that Discover ASEA, it's on the Zoom platform, www.discoverasea.com, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific Standard Time. I get the opportunity to, and I really get the privilege and honor to share the incredible ASEA story with your prospects, with your guests. And again, I was just saying this on an earlier training today. I've been telling this story for almost 7 years. And the fact that I'm not tired of telling it, the fact that it still feels as fresh today as it did back then, to me is again a clue that this is a story the world deserves to hear about. It's still as fresh in my mind as ever. It's still as exciting as ever when I think about molecules that can impact the human condition at such a profound level. And then as an entrepreneur, I think, and nobody else in the world has this. Nobody. I mean, you let that sink in for a little bit, and I'm all psyched up. I'll go do a Discover ASEA webinar right now. So allow me the honor and the privilege of sharing this incredible story, the greatest story ever told. I believe that, well, I shouldn't say that, the greatest story ever told was 2,000 years ago, but the greatest story in network marketing. I absolutely believe that we've got the most compelling story that this industry has ever seen. From our science, from our genesis, it's a very compelling story. And if we expose it to enough people, if we put enough people into the funnel, we get the results. I would encourage you, think less about enrollments and more about exposure. See, exposures is the activity. Enrollments is the outcome. And if you focus on the activity and your story is good, and ours is, the enrollments will take care of themselves. So discoverasea.com this Wednesday, and it's going to be, again, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm super excited about that. We're holding this every Wednesday. But when you're talking to your prospects, you promote the next event. If you promote a series of events, you are back to the recorded call. Well, if I miss this week, who cares? I'll catch it next week, mañana. And so you end up with this procrastination cycle. It's the next event and the next event only. And only if they miss that next event would you talk about the next event. So anyway, Terry, that's what we're doing this Wednesday. And I also share some testimonials on there. We've had some phenomenal testimonials from your group, and also business testimonials of how this business has, this opportunity has changed people's lives. And so it seems to be working well. We're getting great, great results from it. People are coming on board after listening to this webinar. So it's certainly working well.
Everywhere I go, people are talking about it. Well, this has been a fantastic call. Are you okay if I open it up for questions?
As long as they're easy.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and shut off the recording. I want to thank you, Alan, for being a part of this tonight and really kind of sharing us with your vision and also putting together the tools to make this, sharing the story of ASEA, making it easier for us to be able to climb up the ranks. So, guys, get this out to your people as fast as you possibly can. And hold on one sec, and I'll shut off the recording, and we'll open up questions. Hold on one sec.